Hello there, and welcome to the Music Corner podcast. My name is Florentin, and this is episode number 4. In today's episode, I'd like to discuss briefly Mauro Giuliani's 120 studies for right hand development for the classical guitar. Now, Giuliani was a contemporary of Beethoven. I believe he was born in 1781 and lived until 1829. So he was a contemporary of Beethoven and wrote in the same style of music, late classical, early romantic. And these set of 120 studies are part of his opus number 1, which is his complete guitar method. And they are placed at the very beginning of the method, the very first few pages of it. If you'd like to find PDF copies of both Opus 1 in its entirety, and also just the 120 studies section, you can easily find it if you Google Giuliani, and that's spelled G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, Giuliani, Opus 1 PDF, and these are easily available for free because this is public domain, so you can see a you can see an image of the score. Also, you can check my YouTube channel at Florentin Tisce, where earlier this week I actually started recording small tutorial videos on each of the 120 studies for the right hand. I believe I did 2 so far, so I invite you to take a look and watch me explain and demonstrate each one of them. And I'm planning to do 120 videos at least, in which I would cover each individual exercise in the collection. So anyways, in today's podcast, I'd like to give you 4 suggestions for how to approach these exercises. Now, if you are a beginner on the classical guitar, I would say that a prerequisite for playing these would be being able to play basic, simple arpeggios in the right hand. The left hand is not challenging at all in these exercises. In fact, if you take a look, every single exercise in the set will only use 2 chords, a C chord and a G7 with being the bass chord. And it's really in the right hand that the action happens, hence the name, Studies for Right-Hand Development. And Giuliani here provides 120 variations, different arpeggios, based on the same 2 chords, C and G7. So I would suggest, if you're a raw beginner on the classical guitar, that you spend some time playing some very basic arpeggios, maybe on open strings at first. But even if you haven't played guitar for too long before, if you start with the first 2 arpeggios, I think you can manage, if you work hard enough, to dive in and to follow through. You might encounter some roadblocks as you move up in the numbers, but I'm assuming this would not be the only thing that you're practicing. So maybe you can use this set along with the guitar method that you might go through, maybe even Giuliani's guitar method. So anyways, here are 4 suggestions that I would give any guitarist for going through these 120 exercises, studies, and do so successfully. Number 1, I would suggest that you memorize each exercise. These are very short. Each one is only 2 measures long with a repeat sign, and then a third measure beyond the repeat sign. So really just 3 measures. And each exercise finishes on a C chord. So the first thing I would say is that you should memorize the exercise. This way you don't have to look at the music, you can just focus on the music itself. My second suggestion would be to obviously start slow. Start at a slow enough speed that allows you to play as clean as possible and as comfortably as possible. So start slow and gradually increase the tempo. My third suggestion would be that you practice the right hand alone on open strings. That's right. You need to Take your left hand off of the instrument and just practice the same notes as if the left hand was pushing the fingers down, playing the same strings, but you're actually playing on open strings. And in this way, you're just focusing on the right hand motions and the right hand finger changes. So this way you can just focus on that. So practice each exercise, right hand only, open strings. And my fourth and last piece of advice for this would be that you should plant your right hand fingers before each arpeggio. If you played classical guitar arpeggios before from any book, you'll find that every guitar teacher, every published guitar pedagogue would suggest that you plant the fingers before you play an arpeggio. Instead of just fishing for the notes and hoping to hit the right strings, we take the time to plant the fingers on the strings for a fraction of a second before we actually play the notes of the arpeggio. If this doesn't make any sense, feel free to take a look at my video, and I explain this in great depth, especially in the first video that I published a couple of days ago. So these are just four suggestions for anybody who would like to go through the 120 studies for right hand development published by Mauro Giuliani, Italian guitarist slash composer from the Romantic period. I highly recommend anything by Giuliani. His music is usually quite difficult to play. My absolute favorite work by him is his Opus 60, The Grand Overture. I played that for many years, and it's one of my favorites. He also wrote the Rossinianas and lots of theme and variations and lots of etudes and just a lot of really good music. So feel free to listen to some of it on Spotify and YouTube and iTunes. Anything by Giuliani, I would highly recommend. Well, this brings me to the end of my fourth podcast, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to it, and looking forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye-bye now.